So what is the Secretary's position on this question about the duty to assist and Sullivan, for example? Because, you know, I was frankly surprised when the Federal Circuit issued a decision that said that, you know, relevance was irrelevant, so to speak. But that's what they said. And so if the duty to assist continues during that one-year period where we don't know whether an appeal is going to be filed or not, it would seem to me that notice of the existence of the records might be enough to say that policy considerations aside, the VA's got to get the records because it doesn't matter what they are. They could be dental records for all we know under the Federal Circuit.
Your Honor, the Secretary does not concede that the duty to assist applies after an initial adjudication. However, for the sake of argument, if the duty to assist does apply, it is not implicated in this case.
So let me just go back there. That was an excellent lawyerly answer, but does the duty to assist apply in that period?
Your Honor, as appellant noted, it is not necessarily clear.
But listen to the question, right? Is it the Secretary's position that the duty to assist applies in the period after the issuance of the decision and before submission of an NOD?
We are not conceding that it does.
You've got to now I'm being quite serious, okay? My job is I'm going to ask you a question that's important to me. I'm not saying does the Secretary concede. I'm asking you to give me the Secretary's position about whether the duty to assist applies in the period after the issuance of a decision by the RO and the submission of an NOD.
Your Honor, I apologize. The question presented to the Secretary was whether a constructive notice applies under 3.156B, and that is the issue that I'm prepared to answer. I would distinguish the application of the...
I'm going to tell you, I'm a relatively new judge. You know that? What you just said is I will not answer the question. Now, if that's actually what you're going to do, you should actually say that. I understand very well what the question is that we posed to you because I wrote it. I'm now asking you a different question, and I'm going to give you one more chance to answer this question. Does the duty to assist apply in the period, and then you can speak to Mr. Cassidy, does the duty to assist apply in the period of time after the RO issues a decision and before the submission of an NOD?
Okay. Your Honor, it is VA's practice that if a veteran were to identify new evidence that has not been obtained and that would be relevant to why the claim was denied, VA would obtain those records. So, for example, here, if, as stated in the supplemental briefing, if the veteran had submitted a statement saying that he had VA treatment records and that his doctor had stated that his epilepsy had been aggravated by service, that would trigger the duty to go get those records. But that also would be new and material evidence because the submission would be presumed credible based on its face, and that would put VA on notice of potential new and material evidence. So, Your Honor, the 3.156B standard can be the governing standard here.
Okay, let's move on to...